From John 15, Jesus said, "I am the true vine. My Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make bear more fruit. You've already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me you can do nothing. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another." This is the good news. Please be seated. If this gospel text sounds familiar, it's because it is. It overlaps with the one we heard last week. Last week, our confirmands shared their faith with us through the overarching message that we are called to abide in Jesus as he abides in us. And this is one of those important and grounding and beautiful, lovely passages that just sounds so right, and we nod our heads as we hear it. Yes, I want to abide in Jesus. Yes, that sounds good. But when the rubber hits the road, this text brings up some good questions. The first of which might be, why? Why abide in Jesus? I mean, that might sound concerning coming from your pastor, but I do think there is a deep question, often in the church and for sure often outside of the church, as to what difference it really makes to tie ourselves to this Jesus, this faith. And why on earth, especially in our culture of individualism, of pulling yourself up by your bootstraps and using your sound mind, would one willingly submit to somebody else's will, somebody else's leadership? It's a fair question. As I hear this, I'm taken back to the first line of our text, where Jesus said, "I am the true vine." And to spend a minute on that one this week, I was trying to figure out what he meant. Did he mean that there were other vines that weren't true, sort of masquerading around as truth? But as I read the Greek, I realized a better translation would be, "I am the truthful vine." Now that's a little different. Jesus is saying he is truthful, full of truth. To abide with him is to abide with truth. And that takes me back to John 8, just a few chapters prior, where Jesus said, "The truth will set you free." Meaning that remaining with Jesus somehow frees us. How is that? Well, we know with Jesus we belong. We know we belong. If he is the vine and we are the branches, and all of this is born out of God's love and intended for love, that means that there is a place for us, together with Jesus, together with each other, grounded in love. And there's something freeing about knowing that you have a secure place, knowing you're welcomed, seen, and valued exactly as you are. I think that's why so many of our Fly students come back, why we have seniors to celebrate, why they're here week after week learning and growing, because they know they have a place here where they belong. There's something freeing about not having to earn love or grace or forgiveness or your place in this world. There's freedom in abiding, even if it sounds countercultural. In our society in general, I find more and more we don't want to belong to anybody. We don't want to belong to anything. We don't want to be tied down. We don't want to be committed too much, because when it gets messy or hard or uncomfortable or weird, we want to be able to disappear, cut and run, move on as soon as it's necessary. But that kind of freedom weirdly ends up with us feeling lonely and a little bit lost. To be tethered to Jesus is, ironically, to be free. To abide with Jesus is also to experience joy. Did you hear that? Jesus said he shared this wisdom so that our joy may be complete. Now, that is not the same as saying you will feel happy all the time. Anyone who has followed Jesus for more than like an hour and a half knows that it's not always going to be fun and happy. But joy is deeper. Joy is less situational than happiness. Remember our confirm man last week who said that knowing we are loved can make us feel whole inside? That wholeness, that shalom, that sense of that comes from abiding with Jesus, it brings lightness, brings peace, it brings a completeness of joy. So why abide with Jesus? Not because our faith or our salvation require it, not because of guilt or fear of God, but because this abiding is the source of love and joy and fullness of life. Of course, as we also heard from some of our confirmands last week, it can be daunting to abide with Jesus. Love and joy don't guarantee it will be easy or straightforward or clear ever. What if we just aren't sure about some of this or all of this sometimes? What if we just can't conjure up a strong faith in ourselves? That sounds an awful lot like it depends on us, our work. And if that's true, does it mean we get cut from the vine? Does God give up on us? Well, notice first that Jesus didn't say that God's love or Jesus abiding with us were conditional upon our abiding with God. Notice also that Jesus didn't say, I don't think, if you want to bear fruit or be my disciples, have all the answers. Or he didn't say, be sure you understand God. Or he didn't say, make sure you never struggle or doubt or think critically about your faith. He simply said, abide. Abide in the Greek means remain. Remain. Stick close. Just give it a chance. Just try a little. Put in some efforts. It won't always be perfect, but that's where grace comes in. Let's sit with this image of the vine for just a moment. When I garden, and I'm not a great gardener, so maybe that's where this falls apart, but when I garden, sometimes the branches look great, or the vine looks great, but the branches look a little bit unhealthy. It doesn't mean that they're useless or they have to stay that way. It doesn't mean I curse them and pull them off the plant. No cucumbers this year for me. I mean, sometimes they decide that, but I don't do that to them. What it means when I see that is that they need a little extra care. They need care. Vines are always growing and changing, and they always need tending. Fruitfulness and growth require some awareness, some attunement, some energy, maybe even change. Growth is intentional. It's not accidental. Just like any good relationship, any good investment, any good purpose in our life, our faith development and our relationship with Jesus beg our attention and our intention. Because if something is important and life-giving, we need to lean into it. And just like anything else in life, it's easy to put it off as a lesser priority because things are fine. It's fine, I'm fine, everything's fine as is, we're good. I can find, personally, any number of excuses not to do something if it's actually not that important to me. I can procrastinate like nobody's business. I might feel like my schedule is too busy, and often it does feel that way, but I might say it's too busy to say yes to a big event. But the truth is, even when my schedule is really busy, I don't love big crowds of people that I don't know, and so big events aren't really my priority. But on that same busy day, if a friend says they need me, I will move heaven and earth to show up for them because they are a priority in my life. This is what it means to abide, to remain with, to stick close to something or someone. It means to prioritize it. Is abiding with Jesus something I lean into or away from? Do I create intention in that abiding? Well, for me to do that, I have to remember first what abiding with Jesus looks like practically and in everyday life, because when it's abstract, it's very easy for me to ignore and just kind of push past. So for me, sticking close to Jesus means to move toward the people and the places and the situations that Jesus moved toward. To move toward what Jesus said God cares deeply about. And as I think of that list, it's probably good to start with creation itself. I mean, my goodness, this whole story is about a God who lovingly acts as caretaker of the earth, tending to the plants and life-giving ways so that they can thrive. Surely one of the ways that we abide with Jesus is by doing the same for God's good earth. But what else? What else does it look like? To abide with or stick close to Jesus is to work for justice and dignity for the oppressed and the underrepresented. To genuinely and fully welcome the marginalized. To share our time, our energy, our resources to meet the needs of those who have any need. To work for peace and reconciliation between peoples and nations. To practice self-care and self-love, even as we are practicing neighbor care and neighbor love. Do I lean into or away from those things? Do I act with intention to abide with those people, places, and situations because that's where Jesus is dwelling? Friends, I have to ask myself that question repeatedly to keep my own priorities in check. I can't do it alone. None of us can. I also can't usually do it easily. So the last question is, how? How do we remain with Jesus? Like, how do we actually pull this off on the daily? Well, mostly with practice. The more we do something, the more of a habit it becomes, a little bit easier. But also by taking the time to learn more about Jesus' life and mission, by reading through the gospel of God's word, to figure out what he was about. We do it by spending time in a community that is also seeking to understand what that looks like in our current context. We do it by asking friends to hold us accountable, to carry us when it's hard, to remind us to rest when we need rest, to partner with us so it doesn't feel so overwhelming. This is a practice that I fail at regularly, just to give you a little bit of context. But again, we try. Just abide. Just try. And if I haven't made it clear yet, I do not believe that abiding with Jesus is a declaration of faith. I do not believe that abiding with Jesus is a one-time prayer. I think abiding with Jesus is a lifestyle done in the messy, day-to-day, often overlooked minutes and hours of our lives. And every day we get a chance to wake up and try again. Because most importantly, when we draw close to Jesus, we catch glimpses of the one who is already and always drawing close to us. Jesus abides first. We can't be branches on a vine if that vine isn't already always there. Jesus abides to show us that we are loved. Jesus abides to lead us toward joy and goodness. When it's hard for us to abide, Jesus abides anyway on our behalf. When we're unsure if it's worth it, Jesus abides to comfort us. When we're exhausted, and we're wondering if things will ever change, Jesus abides to encourage us. When other branches have hurt us in the name of God, and we aren't sure if we can trust the vine, Jesus abides to show us that there is hope and beauty in God's kingdom meant for everyone. This is the essence of grace. No matter what, Jesus abides, and we, friends, are simply invited to do the same. Thanks be to God. Would you pray with me? God, we thank you that you are the healthiest, most true of all the vines, that we have a source of life to plug into. You call us to remain, not because you'll be angry if we don't, or because you don't want us to enjoy, but for the opposite, because you are the source of life. Help us to continue to stick with you, to do our best, knowing that you are filling in the other side always. In Jesus' name, amen.